Everyone, and welcome back to Just For A Podcast, a High School Musical to Musical to Series podcast hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
What have you been up to?
Let's see. Tonight is my fifth night shift in a row, so I have been up to no sleep. What else? Isabel's birthday party was last week, so that was a fun time. We karaoke'd it up.
Everybody say happy birthday to Kenna when this comes out.
Oh, yeah. This comes out on Kenna's birthday. She'll be back for episode 6, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, and I watch Guardians. If you would like to discuss, because Ivy will not discuss it with me, please DM me.
She says I won't discuss it with her as if I've seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you're not going to see it.
I didn't say I wasn't going to. I said I don't know when.
Yeah. Well, until you see it.
I'm not a big Guardians gal. Guys, I'm sorry. I never really have been. I don't hate them, but I don't choose to watch them either. But I want to see this one for Will Poulter.
Oh, yeah. What have you been up to?
I finally got my tattoo rescheduled that I was supposed to get in August. So, by the time y'all hear this, I will
have... Isn't it, like, this Thursday?
Yeah, after... Like, by the time y'all hear this, I will have been through the excruciating pain of my thigh tattoo. I say excruciating pain. I'm pretty good when it comes to tattoos. I don't really... My pain tolerance is high in terms of tattoos. My father, on the other hand, he is a wimp.
I am too. I will never get a tattoo unless it's something like that I really, really, really want.
Yeah, I've been trying to get this one since August. My tattoo artist was pregnant. She has now had her child. Everything is well, so I'm getting it this week. Is my bank account financially prepared for me to get a tattoo this week? Not necessarily. But if we were waiting until that was ready, I wouldn't have this tattoo for another 2 years. So. All good. Aside from that, just been...
You saw Sabrina.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, guys, I had zero concept of time last week. I had to edit this podcast so last minute last week because I did not realize that it was Thursday on the first available day that I had since we had last recorded. So I saw Sabrina on Tuesday in Nashville at the Ryman, the iconic venue, the Ryman, and then I saw her Thursday at the Old National Center in the Egyptian Room, and Thursday she and I were talking because that was the last room in that venue that she had yet to perform, so she officially, like, I told her, I was like, do you realize after today that you've played every room in this venue starting from the effing basement, I said. And she was like, yeah, like, I went down there today and I was just kind of looking around and I was like, wow, I've really played this place out. And she, so she said, so thank you guys for being here for what is most likely going to be my last time in this building. Like, it's really special. And I was gonna cry.
That's so cute.
Yeah, missed her a lot, love her a lot. Just a lot of work after that. I've been covering a bunch of shifts. I covered a shift on Sunday. I'm not covering any this weekend, but then the next 2 weekends after that, covering closes on Saturday. So I'm just going to be busy, busy, busy. But I literally signed up to them because I'm going to need to pay off that tattoo. So it's fine.
Oh, true. So it's worth it.
It's worth it. The money, it'll come back. It'll all come back around in the end.
Why save money when you can just make more?
And this is true. Precisely.
Hello.
I'm looking at our very cute photo booth strip with Alondra from Amoeba right now.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. So what are we...
Send that. I don't think I have one.
Did Alondra get the other one, I guess?
I think so.
Oh. What are we discussing this week, Lauren?
We are covering episode 2 of School Spirits, titled The Fault in Our Scars. Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha. I don't know the last time I watched the movie The Fault in Our Stars, because I feel like every time...
I think I watched it one time.
I've seen it a couple. I remember seeing it in theaters, because I remember how big of a freaking deal it was whenever it got put out in theaters. And I just remember hearing the entire theater just like sniffles throughout the whole theater.
I can't handle movies like that. So like that movie, I only watch once. What's that movie with Haley Lou and Cole?
Five Feet Apart.
Yeah, I barely finished that movie.
I've never.
It's very hard for me to watch those.
I've never seen that one. I don't know the last time I watched it. And then every time I think about, oh, I haven't watched that in a really long time, I'm going to watch that. It's always like when I'm on my period and scrolling through movies and I'm like, oh,
the worst time.
I know. I'm like, oh, I feel like trash. I want to like have a movie night. And then I'm scrolling through and I see The Fault in Our Stars and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't watched that in so long, but I'm on my period. So I'm like, probably shouldn't watch that right now.
Probably rain check on that.
Probably not the best time. A synopsis of this episode. As she grows close to the spirits in the ghost world, a driven Maddie begins to unravel the events surrounding her death, only to discover someone other than Xavier may have been involved. What's your first note?
Just that Charlie is just a shook, so we can see that this is very uncommon, how Simon can... see and hear her. At first, I thought he couldn't hear her, but then he responded to something she said. Mm-hmm. But it was just because he just couldn't stop staring. Mm-hmm.
I love when Charlie points out that he says, I'm still trying to figure out how Dances with Wolves won, what was it, like 7 Oscars or something?
Yeah.
I was helping my grandparents whenever they were downsizing their house. They were moving from the house that they had been in for... the majority of my childhood. I think they moved out there when I was like 3, 4 or something. Mm-hmm. And they lived there until I was like a freshman in high school or something. And whenever they were moving and we were boxing everything up, I was helping box up the entertainment center from the basement where all their like VHS tapes were and stuff. And I guess my papaw would just never think about what movies that they already owned on VHS. Mm-hmm. So he would have, like, 2 copies of The Sound of Music. Or, like, I know he had 2 copies of Titanic. I know that for sure. He had, like, 4 or 5 copies of Dances with Wolves on VHS.
Why?
I don't know. But
he was like, I just need to make sure I have this. Let me just buy it just in case.
Like, every yard sale he went to was selling it, apparently. But every time someone mentions that movie, I just think of clearing out my grandparents' basement. And I was like, Papa, why do you have 5 copies of this movie on VHS? Xavier is on a Instagram doom spiral at his house. Seriously. Listen, these kids are ruthless. I mean... see, I say this as if my school didn't also go through a scandal. It wasn't a murder scandal, obviously, but a scandal nonetheless. And I say this as if there weren't also, like, Instagram memes made at the time.
What was a scandal? Have you talked about it on here?
A teacher had sex with a student.
Oh. Yep.
Well, my school's gotten busted for that a couple of times. Enough to the point that 4 of their heads were edited onto the monument and it was labeled as Mount Touchmore.
Oh.
It was labeled as Mount Touchmore.
Oh.
So my school has a great reputation.
Very, very great.
But yeah, there's Alan Dirksen said he's definitely got blood on his hands with a picture of Xavier, and it has 1,254 likes.
It's pretty high.
Do that many amount of people even go to this
school? Go to the school?
Because I feel like it's no. Spreading. Carolina posted a picture of him and said, "What a douche. Clearly he's guilty." And Colin Deliquy said, "The devil incarnate."
They are ruthless.
And I think Alan Dirksen commented on that one too. Alan had some feelings. He was
Alan spearheading
Alan
this.
Alan had some feelings.
This whole thing.
That he was waiting to let out against Xavier.
Alan was ready to cyberbully. Is this even cyberbullying, though?
Xavier tells his dad that hiding at the house is proving them right. It's making it appear as if he has something to hide. We get the lemon donut scene with Rhonda and Wally just arguing.
I love how silly this show can, like, turn mm-hmm. into, you know?
Okay, so I will bring this up now because this is when the extra ghosties are here, the ones that don't talk that we discussed last week.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you told me before because then I noticed
yeah.
during this scene.
So I texted Lauren and Kenna yesterday because we find out, I don't know what episode we find out or if we just put two and two together later on, that the spots that Maddie and Simon can speak are spots where students have died before, which is why whenever they went into the hallway, Simon couldn't see or hear her anymore, but he can speak to her in, say, the cafeteria, because that's where Charlie died. And when we look at the little extra ghosties that we talked about last week, we've got, like, the black girl from the 70s, the emo kid, and then there was the guy that I said looked like maybe a janitor, and he was in, like, a full-body jumpsuit. He's in a mechanic jumpsuit because he died in the old auto shop, which is why Simon and Maddie can talk at the auto shop. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. I was just confused by the wardrobe choice. And then
it could also be
yeah.
seen as janitorial, I think.
Yeah.
So you weren't far off.
Yeah, but watching this episode and them talking in the auto shop, I was like, oh my god, he's a mechanic. So
see, I would have never put two and two together.
And it makes sense that that's why the auto, like, the body shop is, like, abandoned now. Like, I guess they don't have, like, shop class anymore.
Shop anymore?
Yeah. Because someone died. So, makes sense that the class does no longer mm-hmm. exist. That shop looked sketch anyway.
It did.
So, I mean, don't know when this kid died. Don't know how long it's been since.
Definitely for a bit, because if Xavier's, like, the only one who really goes in
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Definitely not the East High body shop from that we see in the first.
No.
In the first High School Musical, the full-on freaking body shop that looks like a, like, three-bay Walmart.
Seriously, body everyone's shop. In there. Everyone's taking that class.
Mr. Martin diverts Maddie's question of whether or not any of them have ever been able to speak to somebody that's alive and tells her that she should write her obituary.
He said homework.
Who is it? I wrote somewhere, I don't know what character it is, but someone says that something still gives them chicken bumps.
Why don't what? I even remember that line? Was it the janitor? Because I
yes,
had next
yes,
Simon's
yeah,
talking to
yeah, yeah.
the janitor.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, look at us. We get there.
Yeah, it's Mr. South. He says that something still gives him chicken bumps. And I was like, the hell is chicken bumps?
Yeah, what the heck's a chicken bump?
I have never in my life not heard them referred to as goosebumps.
Yeah. Wait, I've also heard something else, but it's not chicken bumps. I can't remember.
But yeah, Simon and Mr. South are talking, like you said. And Maddie is explaining that she doesn't think her mom can get through all of this alone. She's telling Mr. Martin.
This is where I felt like Mr. Martin was kind of weird. Like, now he's on my list. He's just, like pushing her.
Oh, with the obituary?
Yeah, he's like... And then he says something about how she's interfering with everyone's work moving forward by giving them false hope. So he just wants her to, like, not even think about that. So,
yeah.
That's how I feel about him right now.
Rhonda's spying on the teachers in the morning, which cracks me up. We get a confirmation of Rhonda's death year. She died in 74.
Yeah. She just like me. So I assume you were saying he was watching SpongeBob creepily?
Yeah, and I said SpongeBob is just always on. Like it's just always... That was always the show that was on when I was a kid and we would have nap time in preschool. It was just always SpongeBob on TV. And I could never sleep during nap time in preschool.
I was going to say, why were they playing a show when you're supposed to be napping?
They just had the TVs on and all the other kids went to sleep. And I would just... I didn't even like SpongeBob like that, but I would just be sitting there while everybody else is asleep, just hearing SpongeBob in the background.
Dang. At least, like, turn the sound off.
And Claire keeps texting Xavier. He's not responding. Nicole is convinced that Maddie is going to show up to HorrorCon this weekend.
She really holding out hope.
Ew, they're talking about Xavier being creepy, and Maddie says, I'm not talking about him having hand lotion in his glove compartment.
Oh, I completely missed that line, and I'm kind of glad I did.
Xavier, we find out, skipped last period the day of Maddie's disappearance, so that's sus.
Extremely.
And Xavier tells Claire that he's scared of them finding Maddie's body.
And then Claire's like, we're going to be fine. What that mean?
I laugh every time at the scene of Simon in the locker room. Whenever he's... Oh, yeah. When he's like, Maddie, you would tell me if you were here, right?
That was funny.
We find out that the phone that Xavier had that he believed was Maddie's was wiped clean. There was nothing on it, so there's no proof that it was Maddie's phone.
And now the dad is sus about the son.
I put that on the captions, there were, in brackets, it said, determined music.
I love when shows have that. You know which? Stranger Things has really funny ones.
Ew, Stranger Things are weird.
Yeah, I can't even remember any, but I just remember, like, laughing
at them. I remember one that was, like, intense squelching or something like that.
Ew. That's so nasty. That
was so gross. No, the caption, like, it said determined music. And I was like, I don't know how I would describe music as determined, but yes.
But, you know, you're right.
And then Xavier punches his knuckles raw on the wall. What did I write? What? Oh, Simon. So Maddie comes into the cafeteria and starts talking to Simon. Mm-hmm. And then Simon obviously is talking back. No, this wasn't even like, no, this was in the history classroom.
I think that was...
This is in the history classroom. Maddie comes in and starts talking to her. And Simon's, like, yeah, responding to her in full volume.
I know. I'm like, y'all know how to whisper?
I'm like, I know no one else can see her or hear her, but, like, you could just kind of, like, whisper to yourself. Like, you don't...
Or I was thinking, like, write down your response because you're in class.
Exactly. Exactly. He was just speaking out full volume and causing a scene.
But then, like, he leaves.
Yeah.
Or he has to go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah, he leaves. He goes to the old auto shop, which is Maddie, where Maddie told him to meet her. I literally just wrote, this auto shop is scary as hell.
I wrote about how Maddie's, like, still defending Xavier and saying that him being messed up was, quote-unquote, kind of hot.
She wants a bad boy.
Yeah, and, you know, like, I can understand, kind of.
She likes him kind of.
Maybe not him.
She likes him kind of tortured.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get flashbacks that this is where Maddie and Xavier used to go to, like, make out in this old car. Because, you know, it's so romantic making out in this old car while you're hearing a rat, like, moving around. And then Xavier drops a cinder block on the rat and
happily
kills it right in front of her and starts, like, laughing, which is hella creepy.
Like, that is not, quote-unquote, kind of hot, Maddie.
No. That's kind of killer behavior, if you ask me.
Yeah. Truly.
And Simon finds a piece of Maddie's phone in the auto shop.
He was like, no one else would have this ugly-ass frosted this, green
this
phone.
Green phone. You're the only one that has this green phone. Maddie... Okay, well, we have Simon getting a coffee out of this, like, coffee vending machine thing. I've never seen this in my life.
I'm like, it's coming out in, like, a nice cup, too.
Yeah, the cup comes out, and then it starts filling up the coffee. And then when they show, like, a zoomed-out shot, there were literally different kinds of coffee that you could, like, push the button to order.
I wish at my school had that.
That was, yeah, I've never seen that before. That thing was intense. Maddie tells Simon to give the piece of her phone to Mr. Anderson because she trusts him. They trust him. We've got the ghosties vibing at the pool.
They had a pool.
They, even this school that they call Shit River had a pool and mine did not. So... At least their school has more money than someone's. Charlie was so real whenever he was talking about how much he loved the smell of sunscreen. He was so real for that.
Oh, yeah. I love sunscreen.
That's my favorite thing about Holiday World is the free sunscreen, and you just smell it everywhere.
I honestly want to go back. Not even for the sunscreen. I still constantly think about the Thanksgiving dinner 24/7. Oh, my God.
We have to go. You and Alondra have to fly in, and we have to go together.
Heck yeah. Like, I'm coming back to Holiday World.
Absolutely. We meet Mr. Figueroa, Emilio, who was Charlie's crush in high school, and Charlie is still to this day pining after him because he's a teacher, so Charlie is forced to see his high school crush every day. Poor thing.
That is so painful.
I mean, I have negative feelings about my high school crush now, so I don't know what would be worse, like, seeing somebody that you're still in love with every day, or...
Yeah.
Me, like, I would want to be able to, like, haunt him and, like, mess...
But I feel like if you... But it depends when you would have died, because, like, Charlie died when he was obviously in the height
like,
of the feeling.
Like, still in love with him, yeah.
Yeah, like, would that ever go away? I assume not, because he's still
probably
in love
not,
with him.
Yeah. You're right. I still would have liked him. But you know what? Ew. He also wouldn't have become a teacher, so I wouldn't have to worry about that.
Oh, true.
I love to hear that Wally's trying to keep up with the... Wally's trying to be progressive, trying to memorize memorize the LGBTQ plus acronym. In English class, they're reading and watching Frankenstein. Did you do Frankenstein for high school?
Yeah, but I never really read the books we had to read.
Oh, same. I literally just SparkNoted the whole thing.
SparkNotes, best friend.
And then the teachers would always try and pull the... You're not going to be able to do these assignments just from reading Spark Notes. You have to read the book. And I would do just fine just using Spark Notes.
I was in AP English and got an A by strictly using Spark Notes. So
did you do...
Take that, Miss K.
I would do... I can't say that because... Moving on.
Don't cheat, kids. Don't cheat in school,
no, kids. I was saying, my English teacher, God rest her soul, she unfortunately passed away a few years ago. So, oh. So sorry, Miss Faith, but honestly, Miss Faith knew we were cheating, so she didn't care.
Oh, then she was cool.
Miss Faith would talk trash with me and Taylor, like, every day.
That's fine, then.
Miss Faith also... knew about said crush that I was discussing earlier, having my name in his phone as Ivy Do Not Respond, and then he had the audacity to...
Oh, yes, I remember.
He then had the audacity to try to ask me for answers on a paper in Miss Faith's class. And
of course.
Miss Faith heard, and she was like, do your own paper.
Period, Miss Faith.
Love her.
My... English teacher, my favorite story about her, she's like one of the most stubborn ladies I've ever met, and her now husband, but when he was about to propose to her, they were at Disneyland, and he really wanted to propose on the Peter Pan ride above the city.
Oh, yes.
You know, like in that dark area. Yeah. But she was so stubborn, and she was like, I don't want to go on Peter Pan. I want to go on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And so, like, they went there, and I don't know if y'all have ever been on it, but there's a part where it's, like, literal hell. Like, they are in hell on the ride. And that's where he proposed to her. To spite her. That's my favorite story ever.
That would be the only, like, Disney proposal I would accept.
Isn't that hilarious?
Is her proposing, him proposing in hell. Mr. Toad.
Honestly, it checks out for her.
That's so funny. I hope their marriage is thriving.
They are great. They are doing well.
Did you ever watch Frankenstein? Like, the movie? We didn't watch the movie.
Oh, I don't even remember. I don't think so, though.
The only movie we watched in that class was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Which we discussed already.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay, so at the...
Where are we?
At the pool, we've got girly Ava swimming away. She's really just keeps swimming. And that's what she did. And she just keeps swimming her head straight into the freaking wall. And, like...
I've done that before.
Okay,
but I didn't pass
okay,
out.
Okay, really, Lauren? Because I wrote that I was 10 and knew how to read the markers in a pool.
Sometimes you're just vibing with the water.
That's
But listen, at least I didn't pass out or start bleeding.
That's a smidge embarrassing.
I don't okay, I don't know how old I was, but I've definitely done that before.
Well, I was on the swim team in fourth grade, and I knew when to turn, when to stop and turn. But this girl knocked herself out. Claire comes over. Claire saves her life, gives her mouth to mouth. And I honestly think it was so sad to watch all the ghosts, like, stand there pretty much, like, waiting for her to die.
I love that shot, though, of the four of them.
Yeah, like how...
But it was sad.
It sucks because you can tell, like, obviously it's nice for them to have someone else there to talk to. But at the same time, for them to sit there and, like, witness her dying. Like...
Yeah, like, you don't want another death.
No.
But you know how later Maddie... We're kind of jumping ahead really quick. But Maddie thinks it's not Claire because of this whole situation of how Claire reacts. At the same time, it's like... Maybe Claire is reacting that way because it's a replay in her head of that
she feels
traumatizing
guilty.
Experience with Maddie. Yeah. Like, it could be either
Also, like, way. She could just be saving face for people to think the same thing that Maddie thinks. Like, oh, well, she saved that girl from the pool. Like, why would she kill someone else? Like,
yeah,
you can't just. It's like Simon said. It's like Simon says. Like, there were freaking serial killers. Like, John Wayne Gacy. Yeah. John Wayne Gacy was a clown at like kids' birthday parties. Like,
yeah. You can't keep giving them the benefit. Yeah, of the doubt.
No, just because she did that. Xavier goes to Maddie's house, and oh my god, this idiot. When Sandra is like, "Did you hurt my daughter?" And he's like, "Yes, but not in."
I'm like, "Shut up!" No,
he really he says yes, and then he's like, "But but not in the way that you think. Why would you even answer yes? You're an idiot."
You're talking to the victim's mother, and you're like, "Yes, let me be my emo self. Yeah, I hurt her emotionally." Like, come on.
Like, you know what she was asking. She was saying, "Did you kill my daughter?" And you were like, "Yeah."
Literally BFFR.
Like, I think that every time I watch this one, he's like, "Yes, I hurt her, but not in the way you think." I'm like, why would you say yes? Why would you? You could literally be like.
He's so stupid.
You could literally be like, "No, I didn't hurt her. Like, I'm not the reason she's missing. I messed up. But that's not, yeah. like, what happened." Like, you don't have to be like, "Yes, I hurt her."
Yes.
So stupid. God.
Or at least be like, you can straight up say, "I did not kill her."
Yeah.
You know? But like, I did cheat on her.
I'm not the reason she's missing, but I cheated on her, and I didn't want her to find out. Like.
Yeah.
That if we're playing,
not
if,
that hard.
If we're having our little honesty moment, that's all you gotta say.
Yeah.
But then Sandra's instead, like,
he's like, "Let me be so dramatic."
But then Sandra's like, yeah. agreeing with him. She's like, "I hurt her too." I'm like,
I was like, "Girl, don't encourage."
Like, what is this? What is this moment?
I know. Y'all need to chill out. Get out your emo moment.
And then, yes, Maddie says she doesn't think Claire had anything to do with it because she saved the girl from the pool. Mr. Martin is talking to Charlie, and he is skeptical about Maddie talking to the living. He's saying that she sounded, he was like, the way she asked that question was like it had happened before. And Charlie's like, "What are you talking about?"
And then he tries to, like, butter Charlie up to try to get out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I was just gonna say, can we talk about this grief counselor that keeps clocking Nicole in the hallway?
Creepy as hell.
Why are you staring at her like that? Just approach her, if anything.
It's like the other teachers were like, "Oh, like Simon and Nicole were her best friends." So she's like staring them down, yeah. like, "You need to come talk to me."
Like, not even a wave.
Nicole has like a model of a cell that she puts in her locker, and it makes me think, uh-huh. we had an extra credit assignment for my 8th grade biology class, and I made a cell out of, like, candy. I don't even remember what all candy I had, but I know the, like, whatever parts of the cell that, like, look like the little wavy things, it was the, like, those like rainbow sour strips or whatever. I put those in there. And then I think like the little mitochondrias were like jelly beans or something. It was just a big wad of candy. We get the sad freaking moment with Charlie and Mr. Figueroa in the hallway whenever he's like, "I miss you." And he just walks by.
That hurt.
Girl, if you think that was bad, you're in for it.
That's, I assumed. I was like, this is definitely going to come back. No, like, we're going to circle back to this.
It gets sadder.
Oh, God.
This is when I wrote, "Wait, the janitor kid was probably in shop glass," in all This is when I just realized this. And Maddie and Simon are looking around in the auto shop, and they find another piece of her phone. And then, out of nowhere, Mr. Anderson pops out in the rain.
I definitely suspected him back in the classroom when he's like looking out and then he doesn't really pay attention when the police officer comes. And he's just like,
The way he was kind of like dismissing the police, he was like, oh, like we're in the middle of watching this. Like, could you come back later? Yeah. And when they started
that nervous behavior.
And when they started like sniffing his desk and he was like, oh, that it's Maddie's last paper. Like, that's probably what they're smelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sus. Come on, man. That's what I love about this show is they do a really good job at, like, no one is safe.
No, I feel like I'm suspecting everyone. I was even suspecting Simon low-key during this episode.
Bro.
So I really have no idea.
When I was watching it the first time, Simon, I have so many tweets where I'm like, I want to like Simon so bad, but I have a fear that he can talk to her because he had something to do with it, and I'm scared.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, you're not alone in those thoughts. Because
okay, good, because I was like, I really like him.
Because I was also suspecting Simon.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I feel very validated then.
Yes.
But yeah, that's this episode. I apologize if anyone wanted to say something about this episode because I forgot to have a question box. So if you are anyone besides Kenna, I apologize.
You can tell us next week. You can leave thoughts for this episode next week too.
Yes. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram if you want to talk school spirits, if you want to talk anything else. In the meantime, we will be there.
This podcast is distributed on Spotify for Podcasters, which is an app where you can distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can use the link in the description below to leave us a voice message. We always like to hear y'all's voices, hear what you have to say. Would love to hear your thoughts on school spirits. You can also use the link in the description below to find our merch store. Until next week. I don't know. Go watch Dances with Wolves. And you tell us why you think it won 7 Oscars.
And go wish Kenna a happy birthday.
And go wish Bestie Kenna a happy birthday today. All right, everyone. Goodbye.